Probably so. I guess. I don't know, Danny. You just gave me a headache. All right, let's talk about a couple of different things that have happened here in the last few days. Now, some of this is very old audio. Some of it is very new audio. The old audio involves our old friend Mike Reiner. Now, Mike works here at the Ticket.
Shoopy.
And has for quite some time now.
A long time.
He used to work at a place called the Zoo.
Mm-hmm. 98.9.
They rounded things off back then.
98 KZEW. It was a rock station that played some of the great album hits of the day.
Right.
And we've listened.
Very carefully formatted and programmed consulted.
We've listened to some old audio from Mike, and I love listening to it because.
Fire out!
Gobbler's knob.
It sounds like a different human being.
Come on now.
And we're only,
hey, man.
And we're only talking about 25 years ago. Not that long ago. But somehow your voice morphed into what it is today in those 25 years. You hadn't quite found your voice yet.
Oh,
right?
He found it. He just found the wrong one.
Hadn't that been your excuse that you were kind of searching for an identity?
So far, that's been my excuse. I don't know if I'm actually married to that idea.
All right, we're rolling now.
All right.
So Ty found this. Ty Walker, our own Ty Walker, found this.
Yeah, your buddy, your ally.
I'll kill you.
It was sent to me, and I just passed along. I didn't know if we'd heard
this
or not.
I've been your staunchest supporter.
On some of the worst one-liners ever.
It's okay, Ty. That's all right, little buddy.
And the biggest fan of porn birthdays out there.
And then you do something like this.
I'm sorry.
Well, this really isn't that bad, but it just goes back to the question that we've asked you many a times. What happened? What was going on in 1984 that caused your voice to behave the way it did?
I don't know.
Okay. The description of his voice to me, as I tried to tell you, and have you heard this yet?
No. Oh, I have, yeah.
Oh, you did actually listen to it?
Yeah,
okay.
I got it.
You sound, number one, like you're making a valiant effort to exclusively talk through your nose.
Mm-hmm.
You also sound very cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Just very, oh, I'm an elitist. Like you're so much better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Which I am.
And you sound so high.
That's the key here.
Which I might very well have been.
I mean, baked. But I think everybody on that show was.
Not so, everybody.
LaBella.
Little LaBella.
He abstained. Did he drink or anything?
No.
He was clean living, wasn't he? He was a full-on vegetarian.
If it had a face, he wouldn't eat it.
That's right.
Well, here are two guys that not only ate faces, but seemed to smoke pot, too. Here is Mike and Rhodey. And this is just...
There's some J-O-ing through a segment.
Yeah, just any random morning. Actually, it's the first day of school, we found out.
Now, there is a Ticket mention in here. There's something that Mike used in the early days of the Ticket that I didn't know where it originated. Well, apparently originated from here, as well as the sing-along.
Yeah, I kind of cut half that sing-along out.
I wish you hadn't.
Yeah. Here we go.
98 KZW pair from Sting. You know, that's probably one that he did on his special there.
Oh, Sting, pass me the bean dip, William Mite. Wasn't that what it was? Huh? Well, that was Sting.
Was that a joke?
I don't know, but there was definite courtesy laughter going on. And it's that laughter. Yeah.
I'm so high, I can barely even get it out, bro.
Yeah, yummy.
All right. On the police, we double them up on Tuesday for you on the Zoo.
Two for Tuesday?
I guess so.
Sweet.
Or whatever we call it
back
then.
Flash flood watch time today, in effect, till 10:15. 80% chance of showers throughout the rest of the day. And the weekend is looking good, but it's only Tuesday. You got a long way to go, buddy. A long way to go. What am I rushing it for? Rain.
Bring on the weekend, will you, Mike?
Mike, right.
There you go.
That's all about, isn't it?
Pause it right there. That's what I'm talking about. The will you, mate?
Yeah.
Where did that
What's
come
that from?
Bring on the night by Sting, the video that he did back then.
Oh, I don't know that.
Mm-mm. But what was the will you mate?
That's what Rhodey called it.
He called, okay.
So I'm just stealing from him.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you used to do the bring in the weekend will you mate party, right? Yeah. The hardline would.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what that came from?
Yeah.
Wow. Neat.
Let's see. We've got to look at the news coming up in a bit here. Reiner, you've got an answer to this morning's sports trivia question.
Yeah, we do. It was easy.
It was?
Really easy. Yeah, well, it was ridiculous.
People have so much on their minds with the first day of school, wanting to get those kids off. I mean, want to get them off to school, I mean.
Yeah.
Make sure you get to work on time, the traffic. People don't have time.
Rain and everything.
So you gave them an easy one, huh?
Yeah, mainly I just didn't feel like finding a good one last night.
What?
Yeah, man, just mainly didn't feel like finding.
I mean, you know, it's tough getting off the lazy boy when I'm separating the seeds and stems off the frisbee.
Just couldn't find one last night, bro.
Okay. You like this?
Are you having fun? This is your Sahara Rain photo, isn't it? Payback's an MF.
Boy, this
bitch.
Is your Sahara Rain photo. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Are we even on the radio?
I don't know, man.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, a little low on energy.
Would you
a little. Yeah, well, that Labor Day weekend, I saw you on television.
Well, yeah, and then
we watched a tape of it last
night. Oh, you
night.
Did?
Well, we taped the entire, you know I care about such stuff, so we taped the entire 15 hours of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And last night
I guess you saw everybody then.
Just about. I saw Tempe. I even got a chance to look at myself.
What TV show are we talking about here?
I don't know.
What half-assed TV program were you on?
Another attempt
Stoned.
At Zoo TV.
No.
Did you guys go across the street and film at Rivershawn Park?
Just flicking joints at one another as the cameras rolled.
Let's see. David Levine from the Market, West End Market. Thing.
Right. What a marketplace.
What a fabulous complex. What a fabulous
complex. It's
going to
be fantastic once they get it going and get it all rented out and everything.
David said that there's...
What are we talking about here? The West End?
Yeah, the West End Marketplace.
So that's... What this must have been like 83 or something like that?
No. This must have been later. Because, let's see, LaBella left in like 86 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to pair Rhodey up with another guy for a while. That didn't take. So the plan then became for him to just do it himself. And that must be what we're listening to here.
Oh, okay. Where'd LaBella go?
He went to Hartford.
Oh, on his own?
To play for the Whalers?
Yeah.
There's going to be a fudge shop down on one of the levels there that they actually sing while they serve you fudge. Did you hear about that?
What a concept.
I know. So it'll be the Ricky Lynn Project making fudge.
Oh, man, he's laughing at it right now,
yeah,
too.
It's I thought so
it was
funny.
I thought it was courtesy laughter, but
too.
Man, he thinks it's funny 25 years later.
What's the Ricky Lynn Project? I don't get it.
It was a well-known band back then.
Ricky Lynn Gregg?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I remember him. What does he have to do with fudge?
That's just Rhodey making a joke. It was funny.
All right.
And,
that was the Rhodey
sing. Wait. We need that little stinger now.
That's how snooty.
Making fudge. And, Incredible Jan Houston will be working on Saturdays and Sundays, so be sure to come on down. That's a little local humor.
And in the lounge, Bugs Henderson.
Yeah, there you go. So, they know really how to please a crowd, don't they?
Yep, they do. They sure do, Rhodey.
Thank you, P1 and Ty Walker, for providing us with that.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I'll kill you.
Now, thank you to the P1. Thank you to the P1 who sent us this, too, because I was not aware of this. Now, you have long made fun of the Chinese. Let's keep it steered towards these people of the Asian persuasion at this point.
What, I have?
Yeah, and you've done an impersonation of the Chinese.
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, well, it's funny because we have a clip of you doing it back in your zoo days, and it's the exact same, that real cheap...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're about to find out. So, here is something that I labeled Chinese Mike. Now, again, this is way back in the day, and so you're going to hear crazy-voiced Mike on the zoo, and he's trying to tell the story of the Chinese New Year, and just listen to just how this little Chinese New Year is going along here, everybody.
guy, you know?
Well, anyway, it's 8:52 right now.
And this is a big day for the Chinese. You know, it is New Year's Day, day one of the year of the Rat 4682, and our L.A. agent, which we don't have here.
On Fitzhugh, right?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
And anyway, he fills us in from Peking.
The sort of year of the rat emphasis is rather played down. They do tend to regard it to our Lunar New Year aspect, which didn't stop people coming out in their millions last night at the stroke of midnight and letting off some of the 600 million fireworks that they brought into Peking. Deafening noise. Well, superstition in the countryside has never died out and never will, so certainly not for centuries, whatever they try and do about it. You've got all the old double happiness signs up and the inscriptions on pieces of red paper, red being a good color in China, denoting happiness and good fortune. And out in the countryside, they will be feasting and drinking for a good 2 weeks.
Oh, sweetheart, it's the thought that counts.
You don't mess with it on New Year's Day.
Boy.
Wow.
Even Rhodey says, Reiner,
take it easy, okay?
Easy,
that's LaBella there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The voice of reason, apparently.
Dude, take it easy.
Oh, the Chinese New Year.
Oh. Is New Year, and you don't mess with it on New Year's Day.
Reiner, take it easy. Happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah, so there you go with your parcel.
Reiner, take it easy, all
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, America, keep that gold coming. Keep that gold coming.
I hate you all. I hate everybody right now.
All right, now, we were on the air with old Ron Washington last week. And Ron is known for mixing up the English language in his own special way.
That's the way baseball goes.
Kindly put.
Yeah.
I just think that's the way my hair grows.
Yeah. He just forgets to add S's.
He knows exactly what he's capable of doing.
He just forgets to add
S's. All
right,
the one before
S's.
That one was edited.
We don't know that for sure.
No, no,
we can
do
never
too.
Find that out.
We do,
We'll
too.
Never be able to find that out.
It was edited by Shoopy.
They do what they do.
He has trouble with his...
They did what they do. They did what they do.
Subject, verb, subject, predicate agreement in a bad way. So the other day when we have him on the air, we asked him a question. I don't know what prompted it. We're getting ready to
Chris
hear it.
Davis, I believe.
But I just remember in the middle of it, thinking in my little brain as the hamster is running 100 miles an hour, that we are hearing pure Ron Washington gold.
And he our is, eyes met.
Oh, yeah. I looked at Danny like, oh, my gosh, I love you right now. So let's listen to Ron struggling with the English language.
Who surprised you most in spring training this year?
Well, I got to say Chris Davis. You know, the potential that he shows is there. And he's more patient at the plate. He's centering balls better. He's staying out into left field with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have to do to be successful. I think Derek Holland is finally looking like he's maturing, along with Matt Harrison. They've been throwing the ball extremely well. Neftali is showing that his secondary stuff can be very good, and that's what we need to see. Ogando have showed us that he may have the stamina to go out there and go through four, five, six innings at a time.
That's four.
Yeah, there were four right there. I mean, that's better than you know for me.
Mm-hmm. What was the first one? I go, he have to do, he look like, and he have showed.
Yeah.
But what was the first one?
It's at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Who surprised you most in spring training this year?
Well, I got to say Chris Davis. You know, the potential that he show is there.
Show.
The potential that he show.
That he show, he have to do.
That's awesome, man.
He have showed. Oh, he's great.
Oh, man, I do. I love him. He's going to end up being my favorite coach / manager ever to come through here. He may top Barry.
You never know how booty hose is going to act.
Is going to act. All right, so we played Chinese Mike. Now, Mike was just making some, you know, off-the-cuff little impersonation that he thought was funny. There was a girl out at UCLA, I don't know if you guys have heard this audio yet, who was catching all kinds of hell from students, from people in the area, in the Westwood area, and especially people overseas, because she decided to get on YouTube. Now, this is a model over at UC, an aspiring model. And that's probably all she has going for, because this is one of the dumber human beings I've heard in a while. And at first you listen to her, she's railing on the Asians that go to school there, and I'm thinking, man, because this was filmed on Saturday, so the day after the earthquake. And I'm thinking, all right, when I first heard this, I'm like, okay, well, she didn't know, and people are giving her hell because she wasn't aware at the time of what was going on.
Correct.
And then at the end, she finally comes clean, and she knows exactly what's going on. So this woman is the scourge of UCLA right now and all of the West Coast, and she is receiving death threats, and she is trying to, what I hear now is to get out of school completely and transfer because her life is being made hell because of her own doing.
Okay, so here at UCLA, it's finals week. So we know that I'm not the most politically correct person, so don't take this offensively. I don't mean it towards any of my friends. I mean it towards random people that I don't even know in the library. So, you guys are not the problem. The problem is these hordes of Asian people that UCLA accepts into our school every single year, which is fine. But if you're going to come to UCLA, then use American manners. So, it used to really bug me.
How did she get into school? I often wonder that about girls in college. How did they actually get in
like
there?
All girls?
A lot of them, yeah. Serious. Listen to this girl. This is one of the more prestigious schools.
Have you talked to any boys that are 18 or 19 years old? They'll blow your mind.
Really?
Dude. Go to the Barley House. Just once.
You know how they do it? Because they know how to test. They know how to take SATs and all that stuff. That's how they do it.
I mean, this lady is a dope.
All right.
I mean, but it doesn't bother me anymore, the fact that all the Asian people that live in all the apartments around me, their moms and their brothers and their sisters and their grandmas and their grandpas and their cousins and everybody that they know that they brought along from Asia with them comes here on the weekends to do their laundry, buy their groceries, and cook their food for the week. It's seriously without fail. You will always see old Asian people running around this apartment complex every weekend. That's what they do. They don't teach their kids to fend for themselves. You know what they don't also teach them is their manners, which brings me to my next point. Hi. In America, we do not talk on our cell phones in the library. Where every 5 minutes, I will be, okay, not 5 minutes, say like 15 minutes. I'll be, like, deep into my studying, into my political science theories and arguments and all that stuff, getting it all down, like, typing away furiously, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, when I'm about to, like, reach an epiphany, over here from somewhere, oh, Jing Chong Ling Long Ting Tong, oh, are you freaking kidding me? In the middle of finals. So being the polite, nice American girl that my mama raised me to be,
yeah,
I kind of just gave him what anybody else would do, that kind of like, you know, it's a library, like we're trying to study, thanks. And then it's the same thing 5 minutes later, but it's somebody else, you know. I swear they're going through their whole families just checking on everybody from the tsunami thing. I mean, I know, okay, that sounds tsunami horrible, thing. Like I feel bad for all people affected by the tsunami.
All right, so she goes through this whole rant, all right? And if you're just watching it and you have no idea, no context whatsoever, you're thinking, all right, she's just mad at the Asians who live there and that are talking on their cell phones. She goes through 2 straight minutes of railing on Asians before she lets us in on the fact that she, yes, she is very aware of what happened less than 24 hours earlier, where that country was decimated. And that's what, and she admits that, yeah, they're calling their family to check and see if they were affected by the tsunami.
But it's somebody else, you know. I swear they're going through their whole families just checking on everybody from the tsunami thing. I mean, I know, okay, that sounds horrible. Like, I feel bad for all people affected by the tsunami. But if you're going to go call your address book, like, you might as well go outside, because if something is wrong, you might really freak out if you're in the library and everybody's quiet. Like, you seriously should go outside if you're going to do that. So, thanks for listening. That was my rant. I just, even if you're not Asian, you really shouldn't be on your cell phone in the library, but I've just never seen that happen before, so thank you for listening, and have a nice day.
What wow. A bitch. And you talk about ruining your life. Guess what? Alexandra Wallace. Your life is ruined for a while now, at least. Because this YouTube, it's not just audio. Anybody can go check this video out.
She's so dumb, even without the internet, she would have ruined it eventually.
Is it not amazing how the internet can ruin people now?
No, people ruin themselves.
Well, there's no doubt.
It's just a tool.
There's no doubt.
The internet just gives people who might be inclined to a chance to do something really stupid.
Right. And for everybody in the world to see it.
Now, she has apologized.
Can't wait for Tosh.0 to get a hold of this.
Oh, yeah. When will that be?
Thursday? When is he on, groupie?
I think it's Thursdays at 9:30.
All right.
Is that the... Okay. All right. Well, yeah, she has apologized. And like I said, she's received death threats. And the UCLA police, obviously, and the Westwood police are looking over it. But she issued the typical apology. I'm so sorry. I just didn't realize that I was affecting anybody at that time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So dumb. Gotta go. All right, there's fun with real audio.
Good job, Corby.
It's very explosive.
It was worth it, if nothing more than that.
Right.
I'm going to kill you. All right, 5:37 here on the ticket.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show, he's the head basketball coach at Oregon State. He's also the president's brother-in-law. Craig Robinson joins us at 9:35. So you wake up early with us, Dunham and Miller, the great Gordo, from 5:30 to 10.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket says, if there's grass on the field, then
play ball!
Follow all of the Rangers'